Now on 3AW Nights. Predictions. With astrologist Rose Smith.
Hello, Rose.
Hello, Dan. Good evening.
Astrologist from Absolute Soul Secrets with predictions and star sign reading. So if you need, if you want, or you have an urge for a star sign reading, here is your chance. 133693, such a popular segment. Hey, Rose, Judith is online. Judith, what star sign are you? And let's see what Rose feels down the line.
Oh, hi, Dennis and Rose. I'm an Aquarian.
Oh, hello, Judith. Judith, what I see when I, two things, when I hear your voice, the first thing I see is like a ladder. That means like going up, ascending in consciousness, but there's a bit of effort involved. So I feel like sometimes you've been challenged quite a fair bit over, you know, a long period of time, but you are ascending in consciousness. You're becoming more wise and more spiritual as you mature. The other thing was like a painting, or not actually a painting, it was like a sort of drawing, and it was just the night sky with the moon, the crescent moon and stars. Stars are always sort of a hopeful type of symbol, and the moon is about the subconscious, and it's again a sort of confirmation about growth, spiritual growth.
Oh, sounds good. Thank you, Rose.
Okay.
Judith, thank you for calling and listening. Tim, hello.
Good evening, Dennis and Rose. And now, Rose,
hello,
I'd like to ask...
Tim, is it? Sorry?
Tim.
Yes, that's right, that's right, that's right. Rose, thank you. I wonder if I'm ready to start a new career and in a new place.
Okay, now, something to do with your left foot and your lower back. My left foot is aching now. I'm talking to you in the arch of my foot. So from the lower back up to through to the middle of the back, something about digestion, probably not optimal. The words I get are put your best foot forward. It could be helpful to have some sort of creativity involved in a new career for you.
Does that all make sense, Tim?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Wow. Well, well, well. Or wowee, as Brian Taylor would say. Tim, I hope that helps you. Stephen, good evening to you.
G'day. Rose, anything to do with a lost love or a new love returning?
Right. Stephen, are you an S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Stephen?
V.
A V, you're an S-T-E-V-E-N, Stephen. There's doors opening here on, it's in the past. So it's like you've walked past the door. You can turn around and go back. It's an opportunity. It could open up. So I feel like there's something with a past love that hasn't finished yet, hasn't completed yet. Be careful what you ask for because you might get it.
Ooh. Okay, that sounds great.
Stephen, thank you. 133693 if you would like a reading from Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets, an astrologist. Judith, Tim, Stephen, interesting so far. Rose, hello, Marie or Marie?
Marie, how are you, Dennis?
Good.
That's good.
Hello, Marie, how are you going there?
It's not about me, Marie, it's about you.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I just wanted to know, I had a couple of health issues and I just wanted to know if Rose was able to tell me, like, my daughter had a bit of trouble having grandkids and I just wanted to know if I was going to become a grandma or anything like that.
Okay. What I see is like a fence around a house and it makes me think of things that are kept in and that you have to go slowly. It's like safety, protection, and boundaries, being within your boundaries, but you're going to step out of your boundary. It could take some time. So on the question of children, I feel like there's something else that has to be done. It's not that you won't have grandchildren. I think you probably will have grandchildren, but it might take a while.
That's great.
All right. Marie, thank you. Any other question?
I just wanted to know about my health. Like, I had a couple of health issues, am I going
to... Right. Yeah, it still relates to the fence and the boundaries. You have to be gentle with yourself and not try... Okay. You might feel better, but then you push yourself too much. So you have to be very careful that you don't overdo things and watch your stress levels, of course.
Thank you very much for your call, Marie. Kaz.
Oh, hi, Dennis. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Kaz. Are you a K-A-S, Kaz?
I'm a K-A-Z.
Oh, Kaz. Right. Okay. Green trees around you, something to do with your family tree, a new baby, or...
Oh, my goodness.
The family tree grows in some way.
Oh, amazing.
Why is it amazing?
My question was going to be for me and my partner. We are on that journey.
Oh, good on you.
So,
yeah. It's a very green, bright tree, and there's like gentle breezes. So that says to me you could change your direction or just tweak your ideas a little bit. Well, you think about a boy, but then you change your mind to a girl or something like that.
It's probably not so much gender, it's just if we're on the right journey.
Right. What I'm seeing is a little breeze. You're on the right journey, but there's some sort of change. But it's only gentle. It's nothing major or anything. So it could be you change your mind about the name or, you know, some minor change. But, yes, you're on the right path. The tree is growing. It looks very healthy.
Thank you, Kaz. Good on you. Are you happy?
Very much so. Very much so.
Good.
It's great to hear. Thank you so much.
We try.
No worries.
It's interesting, but hey, you're on fire tonight, Rose.
Yeah, I don't know. It just comes through me like
yep.
But
you're getting these.
I can't control it.
You're getting
really.
These amazing reactions from people, so that's great. It's a Friday night. It's getting dark. It's 7:30. More of your calls. If you want a reading, what star sign are you? 133693. Back with Rose Smith next. Rose Smith is with me, astrologist from Absolute Soul Secrets with predictions and star sign readings. Jemil, good evening. Jemil? Hello. We'll come back to you. Michelle, hello to you.
Hello. I'm here.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, hi, how are you?
What star sign, good. Michelle?
I'm Virgo.
Ooh.
Virgo. Okay, I get the colour teal around you, like that teal blue-green colour. This is about creativity and doing what you love and then communicating about what you love. I feel like there's some sort of major creative urge going to come up and you're going to go on some sort of creative project and you'll be talking a lot about it.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing.
Is it?
Because you're right. You're right about that colour.
The colour's important to you?
Now, Michelle, at the moment, teal means probably standing for Parliament federally or in the state election. But this is different, I hope.
Yes, that's totally different.
Right. If you can tell us, so you don't have to, but can you tell us why the teal thing means something?
It's just, I seem to be drawn to that colour lately. I've renovated stuff and I keep coming back to that colour. And I'm actually thinking of renovating my kitchen and doing it in that colour.
Wow.
Yeah, so that'd be really good for you. And maybe I'm thinking that you're going into a new cycle of life, like that there's this real creativity deep down in your heart and you haven't been able to express it. And so if you start meditating on teal, the colour teal, and get some cellophane and put it on top of your light so that the light shines through the teal colour, so the whole room's teal, that'd be good for you.
Hey, Michelle, I'm glad we've been able to help, and I'm glad that Rose is spot on with you. Thank you for listening. Marcel?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. I'm asking about the relationship.
Yes.
Okay, relationships for Marcel. Yes. Are you M-A-R-C-E-L-L-E?
Are you M-A-R-C-E-L-L-E?
Correct, yes.
Yes, we try to be correct. What star sign, Marcel?
Leo.
Oh, wow, powerful. I've got the sky in front of me, but it's a very pale blue. It's not its normal bright blue, and it feels like it's something new, something rejuvenating, something refreshing. Like, you know, when you wake up, it's about, say, six or seven in the morning, where the sun is. Yeah, where the sun is on the east, and that says a new beginning. So an existing relationship could be rejuvenated or a – and then we're talking about a significant relationship here too. We're not talking about something casual. And it's – or if it's not an existing relationship, it's a brand-new relationship. But it the sky hasn't even turned that bright blue yet. It's like just after dawn.
Hey, Marcel, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. She's terrific, Rose. I can't believe it.
This is very good for your ego, Rose.
Yeah.
I try not to get too involved with the ego. I do have one, but, yeah, that gets in the way sometimes.
Hey, Marcel, thank you for calling. Our next caller at 22 to 8 is Judith. Judith, what star sign?
Hi, Dennis. Capricorn.
What date?
Hi, Rose.
What date?
Yeah.
22nd.
Oh, I'm 3rd of Jan.
22nd. Yeah, of December. The door to something is closed, Judith, and sometimes I get the word hesitant or maybe once anxious is too strong, that's not right, but just a little tiny insecurity or worry about stepping forward. It's like you're just starting, you know how I could say it, a flower that is in bud. This is you. And this beautiful camellia, and it's in bud, and it's just starting to open up the petals. I feel like you're starting a new cycle of life too, and like a new chapter in your book, if you imagine that you've got your book that you came here to the planet with, your life book, and you've done so many chapters and done so much, but now you're on a new chapter, and it's just the beginning of a new chapter for you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rose.
All right. Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you, Judith. It's 21 to 8. Emily Powers along after 8 tonight. Hello, Sandra.
Hello.
Hello. Star sign?
A Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sandra. How are you going there?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good. I'm thinking about the moon because the moon is your ruler. The moon rules Cancer. And has this month been a bit uphill and down dale? Has it been a challenging month emotionally for you?
It's always challenging.
Yeah, because it's like any little sort of blip or it's like an ocean that is got a lot of waves and turbulence in the ocean, and it's like being out there, you know, in Bass Strait or something. I don't know if you've ever been out there in a storm. I tell you, I was once, went across on the ferry in the most terrible storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so these things come up from the subconscious, you see. But then I see a beach and I see the waves go smaller. So although there's always waves, I don't feel like I think like you've done the worst of it, and I don't think there's going to be any, you know, major storms. Any storms that have been around, they're going to calm down for you. So I think November's going to be a much better month for you.
Sandra,
right.
Does that
and
all?
My husband.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Go on.
My husband's health. Do you know anything about that?
Can you just give me the first name or first initial?
Robert.
Robert. Okay, Robert. What do I get? Okay, I saw V for victory. Has he got something to do with police or like a uniform? I just got a flash of a uniform. Does that make any sense?
No.
Okay. I don't know why. Maybe it just means an authority figure or something like that, a blue uniform. And I see the letter V, so V is for victory, so I think you're going to have a success there. You know, I'm not saying it'll go away completely, but I feel like there'll be some extra energy for your husband, and there's some amelioration of symptoms.
Sandra, I hope that helps. Thank you very much for your call. One more to go. Apologies to others who couldn't get through. The board's gone. We won't say into meltdown, especially at the moment. We've had a technical 24 hours of hell here. Maria, hello.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Rose.
Yes, good evening, Maria.
Tell us your story, hello. Maria. Where are you in the star signs?
Well, I'm a June, but I'm 21st, so I'm on the cusp. Gemini or Cancer. I consider myself Gemini, but whoever.
Yeah, you've got a lot of green around you. This is good for money. But it's also growth. And also I feel like potential. Oh, I must say, I don't want to get too personal here, but there's a lot of fertility around you.
Whoa.
So whether that's a good thing or not, you'll have to decide. But be proactive in that area of your life because there's a lot of growth and, you could get more than you anticipate.
Whoa.
So work maybe?
Go again.
Something about work?
Yeah, you could change your job for sure because of all this green. So growth and development. You might be thinking about study also, or you have to go. If you change jobs, you'll probably have to do some sort of be on a steep learning curve, some sort of study involved.
Maria, thank you for your call. Rose Smith, always a pleasure on a Friday night. Astrologist from Absolute Soul Secrets. You're on Facebook. You're on online. What's the best spot for people to go looking for you?
Yeah, come on to YouTube. I'm on there all the time. I'm doing the November horoscopes at the moment. And every Monday at 9:30 Melbourne time, I also do a thing called Pick a Card, where you pick a number and I do an interpretation for everybody.
Thank you very much, Rose. Talk to you next Friday. Rose Smith, astrologist from Absolute Soul Secrets. We'd like to talk about places that maybe people, well, you might have been there once and you've gone, oh, this is quite nice, but maybe there's a bit more and maybe it's worth another visit. Now, we're diving into the town just out to the west, just off the Western Highway, Bacchus Marsh tonight. That's next.